Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. The commissioners who have been running Tauranga for the past 4 years have been farewelled by tangata whenua as the city prepares to elect a new council. Historian and Ngai Tamarawaho Elder Buddy Makaere says it was fitting the commission started and ended its work on marae. He says it has gone out of its way to ensure iwi and hapū were brought into the work of the council, including the rebuild of the civic centre with a museum, library and council chambers in the shape of a giant wharenui.
So pleased that the opportunity has been taken to restore the mana whenua to my hapū in particular.
Kia ora.
The land where this is all happening used to be our land, but it has now been returned to us. It's now owned jointly by the council and ourselves, so that is a huge step. We've been fighting that for over 160 years.
Buddy Makaere says for the first time there's a Māori ward up for grabs at next month's election. The Nurses Union says its Māori members are increasingly finding themselves navigators in a broken and entrenched institutionally racist health system, which is to blame for many inequities suffered by Māori. Only about 7% of nurses are Māori, and nurses organisation Kaiwhakahaere Kerry Nuku says successive governments have failed to come up with a plan for increased recruitment and retention, so Māori nurses are under extraordinary pressure to do their jobs as well as be frontline cultural support.
Unfortunately, what we've become is navigators to a broken system as opposed to change agents. So for many of them that are sticking in, that's what their intention is to do, is to try and shift the system to better enable access for whānau.
Kerry Nuku says most Māori don't become nurses for money, and many who move to Australia only do it temporarily until they are in a stronger financial position before returning home. A budding opera star says kapahaka and te reo Māori gave him a sound foundation for an international music career. Bass Morgan Andrew King is studying at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, but he's using his summer break to prepare to compete in New Zealand's Lexus Song Quest next month. He says good pronunciation and being able to sing in a variety of styles is important in opera.
In Māoridom, you know, we value our language very much, and so I take the same respect and practice as I would do with our te reo Māori, and have the same practice as I do for singing in something like German or Italian or French or even Russian even.
Morgan Andrew King hopes to join the list of New Zealand song competition winners that includes Dame Malvina Major, Dame Kiri Te Kanawa, Philip Rhodes, Jonathan Lemalu and Sole Mio's Amitai Pati. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūroa.